This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to Road School Moms Radio, where education meets adventure. Your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino of Full Time Families and Mary Beth Goff, the road trip teacher, will share advice, information, and encouragement to bring your road schooling efforts to new levels.
And welcome to another live edition of Road School Moms. I'm one of your hosts. I'm being mom of full-time families. And on the line tonight is my lovely co-host. Oh, she's not here yet. I might be having slight technical difficulties because the internet that I am is abysmal. I can't see the control panel because the internet will refuse it to refresh it for me. Mary Beth, are you on now?
I am. How are you, Kimberly?
I'm great. Go ahead and introduce yourself to the listeners.
Hey, it's Mary Beth Goff, your road trip teacher. Also a homeschool and mama of four kids on the road, creator and author of roadtripteacher.com, and chronicling our travels at diaryofaroadmom.com. And we are so excited to be with you here from wherever in the world you are on this beautiful Sunday night, the first Sunday in March.
Oh, I feel new birth coming on. Do you feel it? I feel spring just around the corner, and I feel like everything is going to be new really soon.
I do. It's funny what the one little flip of the calendar can do for you, right? It's a new month. It's almost a new season. It's almost time to change the time back if you're in. Probably 99% of the country changes their time back next Sunday night, and just some time for change, right?
Absolutely. Well, I am in the 1% of the country that does not change their time, and that is Arizona. We are currently experiencing less than optimum weather, unfortunately. We're in northern Arizona, and it's been rainy and cold in the 40s for the last weekend, so not so much fun. But still making the most of it and looking forward to heading south in a little while. We came back to northern Arizona because my mother came to town to come and tour Sedona with us. So we're looking forward to the skies breaking and a little bit of sunshine so we can do some hiking in Sedona. What's going on with your road school week, Mary Beth? Where in the world are you, and what did it look like this week?
We are still in southwest Florida. I'll have to say that we contemplated, you know, as you remember, we went to the Keys for a little while here last month sometime, and we've contemplated moving a couple of times, but I'll tell you that the weather's here, so it's so nice. I just don't have any desire to leave, and I just kind of like it here, so we're going to be here for at least another month probably. We've had kind of some rains. Much of Florida, I think, has been under torrential rains, actually, the last couple of days, and I know our neighbors up north had some tornado watches, which was kind of scary a couple of days ago, but I think we've moved through that. But my goodness, back home where we're from, back in that Midwest belt across there from, I don't know, St. Louis to probably Pittsburgh, got crazy snow the last day. So my kiddos are watching that, watching their friends from back home anyway, under 10 and 12 inches of snow. So that's kind of fun to watch, but I don't have any desire to be there. I like right where I am.
Yeah, me too. I can't complain. My mother called home back to Jersey today and found out that they too got snow today, so it must have been that storm from the Midwest that you were just talking about pushing through to the Northeast. And I can't say that I missed that. I can see snow from the mountaintops, and I can drive to it from here if I want, but if I don't want, I can stay right where I am.
Mm-hmm. Well, our road school this week was just kind of like, it's been kind of like, what we've been talking about, winding down the previous season. That's kind of what our road school has been like for us. We've wrapped up some units in our time for learning, and we're getting ready to move on to some new things that we'll talk about in our road school that we can talk about at the end of the show. And I don't know, we're just kind of turning a new leaf, so to speak.
Well, we're going to do something interesting this week. Because my mother is in town, we are going to forego our schooling for the week, but to balance the scales, we're also foregoing electronics. And as you and I have talked about, you know, electronics in my kids' life play a big role, especially in my two big older boys. It is all-consuming to them. We try to temper them by giving them 2.5 hours a day, but now I see them get their schoolwork done and just watch the clock until it's game time, which is around 6:30 at night. So they have their 2.5 hours, and then we have story time, and then they go to bed. And they just hold their breath from, 1, 2 o'clock till 6:30, and I'm not happy to see that. I feel like the games take too much away from their creativity and their abilities to do things that are not electronic. So I'm going to try something new for the next 7 days, and I'll let you know how it goes. How do you handle electronics in your rig, Nerda?
I cannot believe that we're having this discussion. I was saving this for the end of the show because I thought we were going to talk about what our road school is coming up, but we'll go ahead and hit it now. It's ironic to me how we can be a clear across the country from each other. If you're listening to us live, I can promise you we have not talked this week since last week's radio show. Kimberly's kind of been off the grid, or internet's been bad. We have not talked, correct, Kimberly? We haven't talked since last Sunday night.
That right? is correct, and I'm dying to hear what you have to say.
Oh, my goodness. I'm awestruck. So let me just tell you that I've had enough of electronics in our rig. I've had enough. I understand that it's 2015 and everybody does everything and blah, blah, blah with the screen. But I put my foot down last night. It was about 8:30, and I've had enough of it. And we'd had rains all day, so I get that they were bored and all this. But it is all about them watching. You know, if you give them parameters and you give them, you know, so much screen time or whatever, then they do. They watch and they wait and they, you know, finagle around. And I can't stand it anymore. So last night I threw my hands in the air. I said, that's it, no more screens. And you should have seen the look of horror on everyone's from 6 to 13. What do you mean? Does that mean no phones? Yeah. Does it have a screen? Yes. Then there's no screens. No screens of any kind. Well, they filtered down until they realized I really meant no screens, as in no TV screens, no electronics, no iPads, phones, computers, Kindles, nothing. If you want to read a book, go pick one up. If you want to talk about a movie, go tell a story to one of your siblings. I mean, it was kind of big time. And we shut the lights off at 10 o'clock, even though it was a Saturday night. And when we got up this morning, everybody thought that Mom's Crazy was going to be over and the rig would go back to normal. But alas, it did not. And even though we had rains today, we still operated on no screens. And Tori, who's my youngest, as you know, come in here this afternoon and she said, this is why this is no fun. And I said, well, you know, of course, in my, you know, I'll admit I'm a little frustrated, maybe. And in the spirit of our Orange Rhino challenge still existing in our rig, I didn't yell. But I looked at her with my most motherly face and said, well, you know, life's not always fun, Tori. And she said to me, well, why not? And I really sat there with the stupidest look on my face, and I said, well, I don't know. So that led into a discussion of, what is not fun about our road school? Have you ever had that discussion with your kiddos?
No. Just the thought of having that discussion kind of terrifies me.
Well, let me just tell you in a quick here amount of time, because I know we've got a special guest tonight and all kinds of other things to talk about, but here's what we're doing in our road school, effective immediately. We've suspended temporarily screens. Screens of all kinds. So there will be no time for learning this week. There will be no Kindle reading, and there will be no Netflixing or any Hulu-ing or anything like that for road school. We are going to be strictly on. It's going to be like Little House on the Prairie in here. We're doing no screens. And on top of that, because in the spirit of being fun, we've come up with a plan. And the plan is that we're going to operate our road school over the next couple of months, at least until the summer, on a schedule that is, well, what we're going to call 3 on and 1 off. And what that means is for 3 weeks we're going to do pretty traditional school, and we probably will go back to screens at some point here, but we're going to do 3 weeks of traditional school in our road school, traditional for us anyway. Might not be traditional according to the rest of the world, but hey, that's okay. But the first week of every month we're going to do something different, whether it's a theme or a certain way that we're going to do our road school. And so what we come up with for this week, we kind of already had a plan to do Dr. Seuss Week this week because it is, even in public school, that's, I guess, where we, you know, kind of copycatted that from celebrating the birthday of Dr. Seuss, who's one of our favorite authors in our rig. So we're going to continue with a little bit of that just because it's going to be fun for reading time. But we're doing our thing this week is going to be How We Roll. And I have to hand that one to the 9-year-old who come up with that little terminology. But what it's going to be is we're going to pick a, you know, you have family game night, right? Well, we're all going to have family game week. And so every day this week, we are going to start off our road school with a game or a series of games, whether it's one-on-one or an all-in family game. And we're going to have a tourney until we come up with a winner every day. And that winner of that tournament is going to determine what we're going to do for the afternoon's road school. So there's lots of heat there on the competition. But that is just the beginning of how our road school is going to change a little bit. It's all in the spirit of our show tonight, Changing Your Perspective. And I don't know, I was so aggravated about the screens and the electronics last night, I let that totally take over my attitude and everything. And I'll just tell you that I was already planning what was going to happen in the road school this week without those screens. And it was almost like, not really a punishment, but it was almost, you know, like I was on a trek to just show them how this was going to work. And, you know, it only took about a couple hours for the 6-year-old to come up with this, you know, question about fun. Ooh. Totally changed my perspective. And from that, we've got a whole new fresh look on our road school, and we're pretty excited about it.
Well, I think that's great. I commend you on all the information and effort that you put into figuring that out. I haven't gone so far. What I really want to happen in this house is that the kids can do self-led activities. I feel like I've brought in enough supplies, as in art supplies and projects and models and toys and Legos, that they should be able to entertain themselves for a couple hours after their school is done, and then, we can have family game night. Speaking of your family game night, do you have Uno Dare yet?
We do have Uno Dare. And let me tell you that tomorrow is our game of cards. We've already got it set up, so we are actually going to be playing that tomorrow.
That game is so fun. We played last week before we left Casa Grande with the Hamiltons. What a blast that game is, and I can't wait to bring it to the rally. I'm going to buy a couple decks, and we're going to do it at the boondocking rally, and we're going to have special boondocking dares. You know how they give you that blank list of dares? Well, we're going to fill those out with special boondocking dares, so I'm really excited about this Uno Dare. It's totally changed our life.
Yeah, well, you know, it's so fun if you really look at all the different games, and, I mean, I'm sure there are games out there that are purely fun, and we're going to do some of those too, but really you know, in our schedule for the week, about everything we're doing, you know, it teaches strategy and, you know, there's some number sequencing and process skills and all that kind of thing. I mean, I'm really pretty excited about it. It really, I think it's going to be a good change. Not that we're going to do this, you know, every third week, but definitely want to get the whole family game night going back because we've kind of gotten sucked off on that. And we used to actually pay that play aggravation every single night as a family. And we've gotten away from that, you know. But we're excited to go back that way.
You just reminded me that in maybe the first or second issue of Full Time Families magazine, we had an entire article dedicated to homeschooling with game boards, with board games, and what tools and what things they could learn from that. So I'm going to look at that, homeschool and board gaming, and put up a couple of links in our chat. And if any of the Road School moms listening have any kind of homeschool/board game tips, I'd love to see those. So you can throw those up in our chat at roadschoolmoms.com. Okay, so you're changing your perspective this week about your road school significantly, and I can hear it in your voice. You're really looking forward to it.
I am looking forward to it. And, you know, I have to give a shout-out to our friend the Learning Pathfinder, Laura Hamilton. As you know, she's talked with both of us about our kiddos and how they learn differently. And just a little other tidbit about my road school this last week. You know, we've been doing the poem, the memorization on the poems, and that is going gangbusters, something that we're also continuing. But my 6-year-old, you know, she has a little bit of trouble. She's doing pretty good, but she does have a little bit of trouble on the longer poems. And we had one that was 4 stanzas long this week. And it was so funny, you know, just like Laura talks about, and it goes right along with tonight about changing your perspective. We're in the middle of doing these poems this week, and I think it was Wednesday, and Tori was reading about Jonathan Blake and trying to get the 3rd stanza down, and she just couldn't do it. And all of a sudden, she said, "I want to go roller skating." And I said, "Well, you know, with my nice motherly in the middle of our school day voice, too bad you're not going roller skating because we're learning columns. And about that time, Taylor, the older sister, said, well, you know, Mom, she could go on her roller skates and I could roller skate next to her since I already know the poem and I could try to teach it to her. And I just have to tell you, it was I didn't really time it, but if I remember right from the clock, it was probably about 20 minutes. We've got a loop out here in front of our rig that goes, you know, around not very far. They went around that loop several times, and when she came back, she knew her poem. And I know in my heart now, because of our brilliant learning pathfinder friend Laura, that it's because, you know, Tori is, you know, she's that kind of learner. She has to be moving and going, and it just, you know, it helps her learn. So perspective, it's all about perspective.
It is all about perspective. Protected with lots of stuff, like living in 350 square feet and reveling in it. That's a huge perspective shift. I know that there's tons of people who live in campers and feel very downtrodden about it and feel very stuck. And yet we, you know, our perspective was, let's sell everything and get the heck out of our houses and move into this 350 square feet so we could celebrate.
Yes, I agree with that. You know, it really is, it's all about how you choose to look at things. And you know, I've said this a million times, and if you've heard me before, I'm sorry if I'm boring, but you know what? Anybody can be a great person or a graceful person or you know, whatever in a good situation, but it really does show that your true character when you're in a bad situation and how you handle that. And the way you handle that is to make the most of it. And that doesn't mean, you know, that you have to grow rosebuds and unicorns every day in your situation, but you know, make the most of it. Really make the most of it and show your kiddos and anything else, you know, anyone else that, you know, that you're setting an example for, you know, that you can make the best out of that situation with the best attitude, because you really will wake up and, you know, look forward to the next day instead of, you know, like you said, reveling in the self-pity or the, you know, woe is me thing. It just, it's better for everybody all around.
Absolutely. And so I want to bring on Cindy Nolte, who is a TV personality, speaker, and number one best-selling author, motivator, and holistic practitioner. She's recently written a brand new book called Finding Peace in an Out-of-Control World, a how-to book on being at peace regardless of what life throws your way, which is what Mary Beth was just talking about. So, Cindy, are you on tonight?
I am. I put myself on mute while I was enjoying your the start of your show, and I said, oh my goodness, I think Mary Beth was on the same wavelength as me today.
No matter where in the world you are, right? It's nice to have you on the show, Cindy.
I'm so excited to talk to both of you. Thanks so much.
Well, I want to introduce Cindy. I did do a good job of introducing her already, pat myself on the back there. But Cindy is also a sorority sister of mine, and Cindy and I met over 20 years ago and recently reconnected on Facebook over her show, and I thought, wow, this is so much great information. I would love for you to share it with the Road School Mom, and so she graciously accepted our invitation. So, Cindy, you are the author of this book, Finding Peace in an Out-of-Control World. Is one of the main ways to find peace changing perspective?
Absolutely. Absolutely it is. And ironically, the name of my business is Fresh Look on Life. And isn't that so often what we need is just a fresh perspective. And it's not always about, you know, making someone see it our way, but maybe allowing ourselves to see things or see a different perspective in what we're dealing with.
Cindy, what do you think? Because I know it's easy, whether you live in, you know, 350 square feet or 3,500 square feet, I think that it's so easy to be stuck in a rut. It doesn't have to be a great, big, huge, financial, crazy rut, but, you know, just a rut of any sort. Well, what do you think the signs that we can look for that may tell us that we need to maybe change our perspective and look at things a little differently?
You know, I think some of the biggest signs and some of the reasons people often come to talk with me or, you know, that they mention they purchased my book is they feel like they're experiencing the same thing. Maybe rather it be several months or sometimes several years. They have the same concerns. They feel like they're working towards the same thing for years. And, you know, sometimes it's that new perspective that allows them to stop the gerbil wheel and move on with their life.
Yeah, that gerbil wheel, you know, that's we talked on your show about living with intention, and that's one of the things that we forget to do, quite frankly. We're so busy spinning all these plates, being wife, mother, career-driven, all of these plates, and we don't actually take the time to think about what it is we want. What are some tips you can give someone to start thinking about changing their perception?
You know, I think that one of the easiest things that we can do to help us to really tune into ourselves is to just give ourselves, even if it's 5 minutes of quiet time a day. And to some, 5 minutes doesn't sound like enough, and to others, it sounds like, where could I possibly find 5 minutes of quiet time? But just being alone with our thoughts sometimes, as opposed to thinking about what we need to do next, what we need to do for someone else rather than ourselves, and just being present in that moment can really just give you an entirely different perspective.
I so agree with that. Sometimes it takes me a whole, 10 sets of 5 minutes, but I totally agree with that. Can you tell me, because I know sometimes I deal with, and this a lot of times is in my own mind, but tell me how you think failure maybe factors into changing your perspective or the lack thereof. Because I know for me, sometimes I get on a path and I think, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to make this change, and I get halfway down that path and I realize that it either doesn't work, it's not what I thought, I'm making it too hard. And sometimes I feel like I don't want to change perspective because I feel like changing gears means that I've failed and, you know, that I'm just giving up too easily.
Yeah, you know, I think failure has an interesting connotation depending on, you know, our past experience with it. For some of us, failure gives us that extra bit of fuel to overcome whatever it is that we're faced with. And for others, failure gives us a sad connotation or an angry or a negative emotion. So depending on how we handled failure in the past. However, I don't think failure is a bad thing. I think we get amazing lessons about ourselves and also about our wants and needs from our failures. So I think even through our failures, we learn what works for us, what doesn't work for us. And I think when we allow ourselves to be present, as we've spoken about, and to really look at whether or not this is working for us in this moment, whether or not I'm working towards this because it's a desire or rather I thought it was a desire, is important. And having the flexibility to change if we desire. Or if need be.
I'm thinking that there might be some tools involved that could help me change perspective, like possibly a journal or meditations or something. Do you have any tools that you recommend?
I absolutely love meditation. And I don't know if you'll... Will we be talking about this now? Am I letting this out of the bag, or are we going to talk about this later?
Oh, you can let it out of the bag.
Oh,
we're
okay.
An open kind of show.
Oh, okay. I think meditation is one of the most powerful tools that anyone can learn. And, you know, for some people, they find it overwhelming. They find it difficult. They hear that it's complex to learn. They think they have to sit a certain way. They have to do this. They have to do that. I come from a completely different perspective. I feel that it's something that our body, mind, spirit knows how to do naturally. And when we just relax and allow ourselves to do it it allows us to get an incredible amount of insight. So with that in mind, I have spoken or emailed Kim and Mary Beth, and I said, for all those who are listening tonight, you can email me, Cindy@freshwithemlife.com, with the subject Road School Moms, and you can, and I will email you a link to download a free meditation, How to Meditate, which is
amazing.
Yes, yes.
That's so generous. Thank you so much. I can't wait to do that. So Cindy@freshlookonlife.com, is that right? We're going to post that on our chat.
Yes, Cindy@freshlookonlife.com. So meditation, one of the most amazing tools. Journaling is also an amazing tool. But as anyone just starts to take that quiet time, what we start to notice is there are things that our body, mind, spirit guides us to do. You know, we all may think, oh, you know, I was thinking I should get a journal, or I was thinking I should take up meditating. I've been thinking about doing that for 10 years. Okay, well, you know, maybe that's a little nudge that your body, mind, spirit wants you to do. And there are so many things that are right for you, may not be right for me. Meditation, I think, works well for most individuals. But a quiet walk outside is an amazing way to gain a better or different perspective because it clears the mind.
You know, it's so funny that you're bringing this up, Cindy. Even before I had scheduled you on the show, I had, you know, not made that big list on January 1st, but in the back of my mind, I wanted to put some meditation into my life. And so I just went on to iTunes and I found some meditation specifically in Abundance. And just started making it part of my ritual every 15 minutes, pretty much before bedtime, to put on my headphones and give myself that time. And so I found myself in the post office the day after one of my meditation sessions, and the line was 25 people deep. And my first reaction was to be so super annoyed because it was lunchtime, and how dare those employees, those postal employees, take lunch at lunchtime? Don't they know that people are online at lunchtime? Shouldn't they take lunch at 11? I was going through it all in my head. And I said to myself, I'm going to breathe in acceptance and breathe out this frustration. And I did it three or four times online, right? Yeah, exactly. I did it three or four times online, and immediately my perspective changed 180, and I looked at that one male clerk, and I said, oh, my goodness, look at this line that she has to deal with. It's out the door and around the corner. I feel so terrible for her. It was immediate.
It really can be, and that's, you know, that's why it's such an amazing tool, because once we get that, we really can meditate in a crowded mall if we wanted to, or in a crowded post office.
I love that. Breathe in acceptance, breathe out frustration. That's a good one, Kim. We're going to have to keep that on our mantra here for the next few weeks. For me, the past month, really, I've been struggling with some changes and just, you know, trying to adjust my attitude. And I'll say that I guess maybe I've come to this conclusion. I didn't really realize that that's what it was. But for me, I realized that I needed the time. First thing in the morning is when my quiet time is. And that was the time. And, you know, everybody has their own way of mind, body, and spirit. But for me, it's the time that I need to get up and, you know, start my day with prayer and really, you know, have a quiet just reflection on what's going on around me and what's happened yesterday and what I want to happen tomorrow. And so do you think, really, when you really think about it, in order to change perspective, you know, you've got your mind, you've got your physical body, you've got your environment that goes around you. Do you think, Cindy, that it really does start in your head?
You know, that's an interesting question. But the answer, or my answer, is that it can start in your head, it can start in your body, it can start in your mind. Because if we have an ailment, a physical ache or pain, that can affect the rest of our body too. So they all affect each other. So that's why it's important to look at ourselves as a whole component, body, mind, and spirit, and to care for all three equally. But when you want to change, when you want to change perspective, often it is mind. But one of the things that I tell people is when their life is not moving, get out and move. Physically move your body, and you start to see movement in your life too. Because often they're not exercising either. And I know.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That not only does that change your perspective, it changes your environment immediately. You know, sometimes you just need to get out of that house or your camper or whatever. I really like that tip. For either long-term or short-term. I could imagine there are times during the day where I'm frustrated that the kids are not picking up the information that I'm putting out, and no amount of me, pointing at the books and it's going to make a difference. And me actually, sometimes I actually send the kids out.
And that's great, too.
Yeah. But I think sending myself out and just taking a breather would make a big difference. That's fantastic.
It makes an amazing difference. And especially with you as a writer, great for writer's block.
Absolutely. Well, let's hope that there's no writer block coming. So tell us about
your book. Well, there will not be, because you'll just go out and walk.
That's right. I've found the cure for writer's block. Tell us about your book. Where did you why did you write this book?
You know, interestingly enough, let me go back and tell you, I was working in corporate America 60 to 80 hours a week. And the cool thing about that was that I was known as being the positive person. I always looked the same when I walked in the door. Did not matter what was going on around me. And I had been studying holistic modalities for quite some time. And the first one that I studied was Reiki, got into meditation, just one thing after another. I left corporate America to pursue what I do, which is offer all these different holistic modalities in my writing. And people continued to ask me, how can you always seem to be at peace? I've never seen you not at peace. Now, that's not to say I never lose my temper. Kim knows me. I have lost my temper before. But I seem to be able to bounce back very quickly. And that was through all these years of study. And I sat down. I do have also an education in elementary ed, so I was able to do lesson plans and cut it apart and look at it. And I said, you know what, when I read a self-help book, I don't like to feel like I'm reading a textbook. That's awful for me. I want it to be interesting. I want it to be fun. And I also want it to feel like I know the person. So it's very much like I'm talking to you. And it's also, you know, at the end of it, I don't want to hear, yeah, that's great that the author did that, and it's great that it worked for the author, but how does that work in my life? So the questions that people asked me over and over again, I couldn't say it in 5 minutes, so I made it in the book, and I included exercises so that they could get the answers that they need, because I don't think it's about what worked for me. I think it's about getting the answers from ourselves for what works for us, because we all came to this point in our lives through our own individual journeys, and that's different for each of us.
Well, going back to what we talked about, you know, mind, body, and spirit and our environment, let me ask you what you think about this. So for a lot of us that have come to the road, some of us done this, very intentionally, some of us not intentionally at all, but I can say that most of us have had a struggle with outside forces being, in-laws, parents, close friends. What do you say to someone who's changed their perspective? They have They know where they want to go. They know how they're going to get there, but they just have to keep fighting this force. And a lot of us have those forces, you know, we really can't get rid of in-laws or parents or close friends or those people that really are important to us. We just don't share the same views. How do you learn to live with that struggle?
You know, I have to say, you know, it sounds like it's impossible. But the more you are okay with yourself spiritually, the less you care about what's going on in someone else's life. And that's not to say that I don't care deeply about people in my life. I do. I care very deeply about them. But I know that their lives are not about me. The connection that we have is. And I don't take things personally any longer. And I think that that allows me to be okay and to be and to have people that may not see things through my eyes, and to still have them as dear, close friends or family members.
I like that, Cindy. You know, what I really feel like you just explained to me is that tenet from, I think, the Sixth Agreements, what other people think of you is none of your business or something.
Well, I mean, it's absolutely true. And, you know, people in my... If we cut out every single person in our life that did not see the world through our eyes, what a boring life we would have. You know, really.
Yeah, that's really true. And I think, too, don't you think, because this is what I was leading up to, and your answer fit perfectly into my head, so thank you for that little piece of the puzzle. But I really do think, for me, like you just said, when you, the strong, you know, it really strengthens, you know, when you get your mind and your mindset and your physical body follows and, you know, you kind of get yourself together as one whole piece, you know, that just, your spirit becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. And then it really doesn't matter what whoever says, you know, so that was a great answer.
And often those people start to wonder what it is that's changed about us later. And don't be surprised that if they are in your life, that they don't start to change without you asking them to. Because you never ask someone. People don't change for you. They change because they want to. But they'll see that something is working for you. And they'll become curious.
That touches on something I want to talk about. Sometimes it's two people, it's the couple that is both in the funk, and really both of them need to change their perspective. Do you think at this point that's a lead by example kind of situation, or can two people figure out how to do it at the same time?
You know, it really depends. You know, often, you know, it's great. It's great if you're in a relationship and you can both do that together and help one another through it. If one has a rough day, the other is kind of cheering them on. But if one sees it and is really drawn to it and the other, it just doesn't speak to them yet, it's okay. It's okay. It doesn't mean that, you know, that you're not a great couple. It just means that it's not time for them to discover that yet in their journey. And it's okay for you to take the lead in your own way. And that's leading by example. Showing what it does for your life. And as it starts to affect your life and to make it better and to enrich it, then they'll become more curious. And you can bring them in, too.
I love that. That's one of my things. I say that almost every week, lead by example, in our shows. But don't you think, too, Cindy, that, because I know I'm very guilty of this, with my spouse, for sure, and even my kids, you know, you always think, well, you're going to change this or change that, and you expect that other person to change with you, just like you said, in your time frame. And, you know, sometimes I think it really is important to, you know, to make that change for yourself, not because you're trying to change the other person and not because you expect that other person to, you know, bring you along for their ride, but that, you know, you really need to stand on your own two feet and change for yourself, whatever that is, whether it's a minimal change or a life, you know, altering change, you know, changing it for yourself. You need to change it for yourself, not because you want the other person to change or because you want that other person to try to change you.
Absolutely. And you know, it's very, very interesting because one of the things that I point out, and it is in my book, that that which we are most most repelled by is sometimes what we don't want to admit is within ourselves. So, you know, before we cast judgment on our spouse, what may bother us in our spouse, let's work on ourselves. Let's clean up our own mess, and our spouse might not look so bad. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's so easy, like you were saying, to project on someone else to say, no, this is really your problem and I'm perfect. But that's also something about changing our perspective, right? Looking internally, just like you just said. And then, yeah, exactly. And getting ourselves clear first. Okay, so I want more information. So where do I go to find your website and your book? Where can I do that?
Okay, so my website is freshlookonlife.com, and you can find my book either right there, freshlookonlife.com, or amazon.com, or barnesandnoble.com.
Fantastic. I'm putting those links all in the chat. Cindy, I so appreciate you being on the show and sharing your wisdom and guidance with our Road School Mom tonight, and thank you again for sharing your free gift.
Kim and Mary Beth, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. Right there in our first spring show here. We're so glad to have had you.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too. Good night, Cindy.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you're right, Mary Beth. That was the perfect first show for March. It couldn't get any better than that. So much of our life is wrapped around our perspective of a certain situation. And gosh, just to be, like I said, 25 deep in a line at the post office and to, in a minute, be able to change my mind and my perspective to think, you know, oh, poor me, look at what I got to stand on, to, oh, poor her, look at what she's got to deal with and self-stamped to and, you know, all these packages. And that totally changed everything about my day right there.
Well, you know, we talk, and, you know, again, the lead by example thing that we've talked about and she brought up. For me, it's definitely something that I have really stopped and noticed over the past several weeks, if not several months, and that is, you know, if you really do put yourself, instead of focusing on yourself, if you really can do what you just said, wouldn't it be wonderful if 10 times a day that you've done that, just 10 times, or 5 times, or 3 times, or 1 time, whatever it takes, just to stop whatever you're doing and look around and think, okay, what about that other person? And whether that other person is the person at the mailbox, or it's your spouse, or it's your mother-in-law, or it's your kiddos, you know, if everyone done that a few times a day, just think how much, you know, how much perspective would you know, what you would gain from that and everybody around you.
Absolutely. You know, I was reading another book. This all goes hand in hand. And like Cindy said, you when you're on these journeys, you get information from all different sources, right? So I decided I wanted to meditate a little, and I was reading a book, The Adventures of a Nobody, because I love travel books. I just love travel books, and that's why you and I write travel books, because I love to read our travel books. Travel books are the best. So I'm reading Adventures of a Nobody, and he's traveling from place to place, and he says something so succinct in my mind. I wish I could get it up on my Facebook because I did copy it. But he said, we're actually all of us, 100% of humanity is connected, like a giant web, like the World Wide Web. And we can only insult and act mean and negative to each other because we suppress that. And I thought, if I live my life as if you, not so much were an extension of me, but you and I were connected, would I treat you badly? And the answer is no, because treating you badly would result in treating myself badly. And that also has really impacted me. That's something that comes to mind daily in my life. You know, we run into all sorts of frustrating situations, all opportunities to, you know, maybe lash out at someone. And thinking about it is in this interconnected frame of mind makes me stop and say,
why am I frustrated, and what's going on in their perspective, in their life right now, that we could stop, and just like you just said, thinking about other people, because that just feels better.
It does, and for me, you know, I know another thing that I've came to the conclusion recently, and this just goes back to what I said earlier, in that, you know, and we, you and I have talked about this. I mean, we have certain times that, like, you know, you've talked about bringing your family together and praying before or during the storm or whatever, you know, when you had to move your rig that time, or before dinner or at bedtime or whatever. You know, there's like this routine of prayer that goes on. But I realized that I really didn't have like this intentional just me time for that. And so in kind of analyzing that over the past several weeks, I've realized that I was kind of I think I was thinking that I was like directing God's plan for me instead of actually following God's plan for me, if that makes any sense. And for me, that really was all about perspective. I mean, kind of one morning, it was just kind of like, ding dong, hello. Like, this isn't your plan. This isn't your plan at all. This is a plan of a much greater power that is, you know, you're just this small, minute little portion, you know, really to kind of switch and look in the mirror and be like, hello, this is not your plan. You know, it's your job to follow the plan and to be the best person you can be and, you know, portray all the characteristics that you want your kids to see. And again, leading by example. And so I think it's just really, really important to take a fresh look. And I love Cindy's website, Fresh Look Online, because that really is what it is. For me, it was just to take a fresh look and get rid of all the negativity and all the, you know, failed expectations, or all the distorted expectations, maybe is a better word, and to just really look at it from a new perspective and say, hello, this is today, and how great can tomorrow be when we look at it this way.
Absolutely. And you know what? I challenge all the Road School moms, whether you're tuning in live or tuning in on one of our replays on iTunes or through the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, I challenge you all to, within the next hour after you've listened to this show, change your perspective about something. Even write it down if you want. Something that's been frustrating you, something that's been bothering you. I want you to really look at that one issue and say, how can I change my perspective about this? How can I make this something that's not an issue? Or how can I actually look forward and be excited about this, as opposed to having these negative feelings associated with it, and see what happens. And I'll, if you want, you can go to the Road School Moms group on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/roadschoolmoms and tell us what you changed your perspective about it and how it worked.
Well, and that's a great time to remind our listeners, whether you're listening live or on our podcast, if you visit Facebook, you're going to find two Road School Moms, one's a page and one's a group. Page is just describes our educational website. It tells a little bit about Kimberly and I and our links and where we come from, and it definitely posts things that happen on all of our blogs and in the Road School Moms radio show weekly, if not daily. But our Road School Moms group is a closed group, and we are almost 600 mamas strong, and to date anyway, and it is a wonderful group of just resources and fellowship, and sometimes just, you know, when you just need a little bit of a pat on the back to say, gosh, my day was so crummy. What do you guys, you know, what do you think about this? And it's a great resource to be able to go to that Road School Moms group. I know I do. And so that's a great idea, Kimberly, to go there and post, you know, how you're changing your new perspective, because you really never know what that might do for someone else.
Absolutely, you're right. And, you know, like we always say, there's no dumb questions. All of this social media works, because so many of us will say, me too, when one person finally speaks up. And you and I talk about this all the time. We talk about how our ego is wrapped up in our road school / homeschool. We talk about confidence issues. We talk about all sorts of stuff. You know, Mary Beth and I do not have it together.
Right? No, no.
Throw that out there.
If anyone knows us very well at all, you'll know we so don't have it together. But I'll say that together, you know, and this is one thing that I think about this all the time, too, is, you know, together we make a really good team. And I couldn't do this without you, and you couldn't do it without me. Well, I guess we could, but, you know, it wouldn't be the same. You know, and sometimes you do just need a little bit of an encouragement, and it may not be the encouragement your spouse can give you. Maybe he doesn't understand, or maybe she doesn't understand, you know, where you're coming from. But, you know, it's just really important to keep connected. And you know, if it's not our Road School Moms group, then, you know, please find somewhere, because it really just takes one person to help you, you know, maybe not even change your perspective, but just to share your perspective. Sometimes that is all you need, is just somebody to acknowledge, yes, that, you know, what you're feeling is not crazy, you know, it's not bad, it's not whatever, it just, you know, it is what it is, and sometimes you just need to share that with someone.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm going to take it a step further and invite all the Road School Moms and their families to not only change their perspective, but change their location and join us in Branson the second week of September for the Not Back to School Road School Rally.
I can't tell you that. I think that that's probably what began my quest this last week on our road school, just thinking about all the things that we're going to talk about and do and plan and for our road school rally, not back to school rally, should we say, in September. As you know, I've already made my reservation at the Wilderness Campground. They're so excited. When I talked to the lady at the desk, she said there was already reservations coming in, and the spots are limited there. So if you're thinking about coming to that meetup in September, I highly encourage you to get your reservation made soon and talk to Kimberly or I about reservations for the Road School Rally, because it's going to be the best ever.
It is, and like you said, that camaraderie and that fellowship, you know, it's lots of fun. We've got lots of planned activities, and we keep the kids busy, but some of the best times are just those relaxed times around the campfire where people can say, yeah, me too. That's and connect there and make lifelong friends. So we encourage you to come and share that time with us. I want to talk about one more thing that's going on at FTF. This March, like you said, is the dawn of our leprechaun trap. As turns out, that every year in March, I get a leprechaun infestation. Oh, it's terrible, Mary Beth. They come in and they just wreak havoc on my house, just destroy everything. I've found a dog polka dotted with Sharpie markers. I found matchbox cars all along the top of my slides. You name it, they make a colossal mess. And so we ask every March that all FTF kids, near and far, road school, homeschool, living in a house, what have you, all kids who have any kinds of ideas will share with us a leprechaun trap. So there are details on the website for how to make a trap and how to share the trap with me so that I can then recreate the trap at my house. It's a contest. There's a prize at the end for the best trap. And it's also the featured badge of the FTF Explorers program. If you have not heard about that program, that's a scouting program geared specifically to kids that live in campers or are homeschooled or are road schooled. It's for boys and girls with a suggested age range of 5 to 16. But if your children are interested, we're interested in having them. And FTF Explorers who take part in the leprechaun trap will be earning badges this month.
Well, speaking of FTF Explorers, that's a great place to stop and talk about what we're going to be talking about next week, and that is about all the things that you can miss being on the road, which is really kind of a play on words, because what you and I both know is that although you may think that your kiddos or your family or yourself will miss certain things on the road, there really are ways around those different types of extracurriculars and clubs and organizations, and so we're going to bring that all to light next Sunday night, same time, same place, 9 p.m. in Eastern Time here on Road School Moms, to talk about all the things that you may or may not miss if you're on the road.
Absolutely. Like our friend Nancy Vogel says, the choice to do something comes with the choice not to do something, and there are things that we do miss from being on the road and not being in a sticks and bricks house. So we'll talk about those and the solutions Mary Beth and I have found to either replicate or change our perspective about the things that we miss.
Yep, I can't wait for that. Don't forget, next week will be time change if you're in a state that the time changes, so we might be the sun may or may not be up where you are this time next week, but no matter where in the world you are, we will get together at 9 p.m. Eastern Time here at roadschoolmoms.com. What else do we need to talk about? Anything?
No, I'm really, really, really excited to talk to you next week about how your road school went with your screen-free opportunities and your board games, And I am, after I get off the show, going to click buy on this game I found yesterday called Family Scavenger Hunt. Do you have that one?
I don't.
Well, this is a Family Scavenger Hunt with ages and ranging crazy ages. Everyone in the family can play. There's indoor opportunities to play and outdoor opportunities to play, and I think the idea is to tear off in teams and as quickly as you can find the things on the scavenger hunt. Now, you know I'm all about scavenger hunt, as I'm already planning the next challenges for the annual FCS Scavenger Hunt, which takes place in July. So this is right up my alley, so I'm going to be clicking the buy on this in my Prime cart and getting that in 2 days, so I'll share how that went with you guys.
Ooh, I can't wait to hear all about that. So I guess without any other questions, we will remind you to join us again next Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, here at RoadSchoolMoms.com, and Kimberly and I will be talking about what you may or may not miss on the road. Mark your calendars for September 10th through the 13th, 2015, in Branson, Missouri, for the Not Back to School Rally that we're going to have there. Visit fulltimefamilies.com if you're interested in the boondocking rally later on in March out in Las Vegas. I know there's still a few spots left for that. If you're interested in FTF Explorers, you'll find information for that there as well. Otherwise, if you're looking for an educational resource, roadteacher.com will help you with that. And if there's nothing else, I guess we'll say safe travels, and we'll see you next week. God bless.
This is Kimberly.
And this is Mary Beth, your Road School Moms. On the road where education meets adventure. Until next time, we wish you safe travels and leave you with our traveler's prayer. Lord, be our guide and protector. Let those I encounter be blessed by my words. Let my hands be filled with your work, and may I be filled with your grace and kind words for others. May I be a light unto those around me on the journey ahead. Amen.
Amen. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. If you'd like more information, go to RoadSchoolMoms.com.
The moderator has left the conference.